And let's get the latest on the situation in Charlotte, North Carolina, where police and protesters confronted each other for a second night last night. One protester was shot, and the governor has imposed a state of emergency.
At a news conference this morning, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney said the family of Keith Lamont Scott will be allowed to watch police video of what happened when police fatally shot Scott on Tuesday. The chief said the video does not definitively show that Scott, a 43-year-old African-American man, pointed a gun at officers. Then there was this tense exchange between Putney and a reporter who pressed the chief about releasing the video to the wider public.
On the one hand, you're saying we should have full transparency. On the other hand, you're saying you're not going to release the video. How can you square those two things? Obviously, the idea of full transparency is release the video so we can all see it.
Sure. I appreciate your passion, but I never said full transparency. I said transparency, and transparency is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, joining us is Sarah D'Elia, reporter for NPR station WFAE in Charlotte. And Sarah, let's start with what we just heard. I mean, what kind of pressure is Chief Putney on to release this video to the wider public?
I would say that he has a fair amount of pressure on him at the moment. People in Charlotte are asking questions about this video and what it exactly shows. If it's going to answer any questions, if seeing the video and opening that to the public would maybe quiet down some of the protests and the violence that we've experienced in our city over the past couple of days. But you've heard that Chief Putney is pretty adamant about only allowing the family to view the video and not release that to the public at this moment in time.
Mm. Now, just to clarify, Keith Lamont Scott's family says that he was not carrying a gun when police encountered him. Police have said that they did find a gun. Is what the chief said today that the video does not definitively show that Scott pointed a gun? Does that contradict anything that we've heard in the past couple of days?
There are two stories here, what the family has said and what people in the neighborhood where the shooting took place a few days ago. They have one side of the story, and then CMPD, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, they have their version. And it seems like they're sticking to that version, which is that there was a gun, there wasn't a book, which is something that a lot of people have said, that he didn't have a gun and was holding a book. So there's still two very different sides of this story and events of what's happening, and we're still waiting to hear the details as the investigation goes on.
Mm. Now, given the second night of protests that happened in Charlotte last night, what more did city officials say this morning about perhaps imposing a curfew?
So that is an option, that because of the state of emergency, that CMPD can impose a curfew. At this moment in time, they say that they don't want to do that, that that's not something that they have planned for this evening, but it's something that they have, you know, the option to do. And that's what Chief Putney said as well. He said, you know, it's not something that we have decided on right at this moment in time, but we could make an announcement based on how things are shaping up for this evening if they do want to impose a curfew.
Hmm. Now, the images from the protests last night included, you know, scenes of protesters and police officers and tear gas. And, of course, as we mentioned, one protester was shot. And then today, I understand that Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts also said that the city is open for business. Hmm. Tell us more about what she said.
Yeah, she did say that the city is open for business. The bus lines are running. There are places that are closed in Uptown Charlotte. I mean, we have some museums and some other businesses that have sent us press releases saying that they are not going to be open. And then there are other businesses that say that they have given the option to their employees to work from home if they don't feel comfortable venturing into Uptown Charlotte. So technically it is open for business, but there are individual institutions and buildings that have closed their doors for the day.
So what is the mood like overall in Charlotte today?
It's sad. We're sad. It's not good to be in the national spotlight for this. And it's our hearts are heavy in Charlotte, and people are really frustrated. People are really angry. I think on both sides. I think CMPD, they're doing their investigation. They're doing their due diligence. But the people of Charlotte are, you know, frustrated, and they're looking for some answers. So I would say there's a mix of emotions, from anger to sadness in Charlotte today.
Hmm. Well, that's Sarah D'Elia, reporter for WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, bringing us up to speed on the latest after a second day of protests, or second night, I should say, last night in Charlotte. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.